Welcome back to Practicing Catholic. Looking back at February of 2021, Pope Francis had dedicated his monthly prayer intention to combating violence against women. As we just surpassed the anniversary of Roe v. Wade on January 22nd, Marianne Kaharsky, founding member and director of Pro-Life Across America, is joining us today to examine the effects of abortion on women and how we might defend women against this particular form of violence. Marianne, thank you for joining us today to share about this important topic.
Well, and thank you, Patrick, for inviting me.
Absolutely. We're always grateful to have you on the show. So when we hear about the aftermath of abortion on women, we know of its devastating mental health impacts and the trauma that can live on for years. But yet this is all done under the auspices of something that is meant to be empowering women. Why don't you give us an idea of, through your own knowledge and your own experience, of what it means when a woman undergoes an abortion, what it means for her in terms of suffering that will occur later on?
Well, you know, one of the things, and it can go on and on. I mean, I could give you stories of what just happened. In fact, I got a note from a person who wrote and said, I had an abortion February, the day before Valentine's Day, to be exact. She said, I'm still having trouble adjusting. I feel like I carry that grief around wherever I go. I can't talk to anyone about it. I need help. I feel like I'm going crazy. I just want to talk to someone. And she wrote to us asking for help. I mean, that's just one, and that's a woman who had an abortion within a year. But, you know, Patrick, we hear from women. I remember a woman who called me from Portland, Oregon, and she said, I had an abortion 35 years ago. I've never told another soul, but she said, I saw your billboard, and I just thought, because of the tenderness of your ad, that you might help me too. Women don't get over it. I mean, I had a woman who said she had an abortion 50 years ago. Now, that was before it was legal, and she wanted my advice because now she heard that her granddaughter was scheduled for an abortion at her daughter's insistence, and she said, I want your advice, and I said, now is your time. You have to step forward and let them know the hurt that you've lived with for 50 years. So it's something that a woman never gets over. And I would say, Patrick, to all of your listeners, each one of us plays a part in this. So often, in fact, polls, I hate to quote Planned Parenthood, but they even admit that 90% of women who get an abortion said they did it to please someone else.
Wow.
And so if we're a relative or a friend, or somebody confides in us that they suspect a pregnancy, you know, we this is our call as Christians and Catholics to step forward and say, let me give you some positive help, and then steer them towards a pro-life agency, whether it's Pro-Life Across America, and we can direct them to a local clinic or whatever it is. But so often these women, it reminds me of a call of a young gal who said, my boyfriend told me to get an abortion. We need to stay in college. And my parents said it was my best option. And all my college friends told me, but no one told me the pain I'd live through the rest of my life.
Yeah. So, well, it's
very real.
Yeah, it is. It is. And just to hear you talk, Marianne, that's just confirming that instead of being something that's empowering to women, it's actually, if 90%, is that what you said, of women do have gone through with the abortion to please someone else? At someone
That's
else's
right.
insistence.
To please or protect someone else. So,
yeah.
In fact, I know of a young woman. In fact, she was raised in a Catholic family, and she was engaged to be married. She was one of the, she called us one day and said, I want to meet you because you saved me from going through an abortion. She was 26 years old. She was a legal secretary. She had her own apartment. She had discovered she was engaged to be married, but when she called her boyfriend up and said, gosh, I just took the pregnancy test and I am positive, he said, oh, gosh, well, you know, it's up to you. It is your body. I mean, someday we'll want to have kids. But he didn't affirm this at all. That's all he said. Then she went to her parents, and her parents said, you're an adult now. You make your own decisions. And she said, I went right home and scheduled for an abortion. I said, did anyone mention the word abortion to you? And she said, no. I said, what made you make that leap from pregnancy to abortion? And she said, because I figured if the people I care the most about don't care whether I have this baby or not, I might as well just have this abortion, and then later on, when we want to have children, we can have it. So you can see the influence of people around the pregnant woman at this vulnerable time in her life. It really makes a difference. And I have to say, Patrick, speaking of percentages, 40% or probably over that, 40% of the callers to our hotline are men. And men are natural providers and protectors. They've been left out of this equation, of the abortion equation. And some of these men that call are just frantic. They don't want to see their wife or their girlfriend or their sister or their friend in college or whoever it is have the abortion. In fact, I got a call from an uncle one day, and he said, my niece called me because she knows I have money, and she wants me to pay for her abortion. And he said, I saw your ad, and I just can't let her go through with this. I thought, what a caring uncle. Not only is he going to not care for the money for an abortion, but he's going to steer her to real positive pro-life help.
Right.
So that's the importance of people that surround this vulnerable pregnant woman during her this. The first 3 months are the most vulnerable because her hormones are just causing havoc with her system. And so often even married women may think, oh, I can't go through with this. And once they pass that three-month stage, everything changes. Mm-hmm. So really the abortionist is preying on a woman at her most vulnerable time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm still just stuck on this. I mean, it is, we have been so duped into thinking that it's, in order for us not to seem, if we're men, not to seem patriarchal or paternalistic or something like that, or in order if we're in a position of power, you know, not to seem that we're imposing our views on someone else. We've been kind of taught this by society that, well, you need to let the woman make up her own mind. But what I'm hearing from you is, yeah, but if she's even considering, if it's even in her mind to do that, I mean, what we're really doing is we're not empowering her at all. We're actually setting her up for a lifetime of pain. That's what I'm hearing from
you. That's right. And so women will do anything, sad to say, some women will even kill their baby if they think they love the man and that's what he wants her to do. I had a young man call one day and he said, I didn't think I had any rights in this. Patrick, I have to preface this by saying Pro-Life Across America sponsored almost 1,000 ads showing a father and a baby, holding a father and a baby saying, real men love babies. Well, this young man called and said, my girlfriend's scheduled for an abortion. He said, we're probably not ready to be parents, but he said, I didn't think I had any say in this until I saw that picture. What can I do? And, the first thing you want to do is let him know that he lovingly can be a part of this if he approaches it in a certain, in a way that lets him know he cares about her, but also this abortion is going to affect her the rest of her life, both emotionally, spiritually, and possibly physically. It could be the only baby she ever has. So, sometimes this does happen. And I would suggest to every man, whether you're the father of the baby or a brother or just a concerned, loving, caring friend, this is your time to step forward and say, I can get you positive help. This is a decision that can't be undone once it's done. And so often the girl will say it was just one of those things that made them stop and think. Even if they just give it 24 hours and get a chance to go see somebody to maybe find out through an ultrasound or hear a heartbeat or to know the development of the baby. So, yes, the people surrounding this pregnant girl have an awful lot of power, more power than they can imagine, because the girl is she wants someone to support her, to steer her in the right direction. And sometimes friends let her down, or even boyfriends or parents let this girl down by just saying, well, it's your choice.
Yeah. Yeah. So if that's the case, if there is somebody listening who has somebody in their life that they're wanting to raise these issues and help bring to the fore the gravity of the situation, Marianne, mm-hmm. what can they do? How can they approach the situation? And what are some of the things that are threatening? Maybe that the woman hasn't even considered that could be. What should a person say in that kind of a situation?
Well, if they know they're pregnant, sometimes they may suspect it, and the girl hasn't even told them. And if they suspect a pregnancy or even sexual intimacy in a way, and you can approach it and just say, I suspect that you're getting closer and closer to, John. Well, we'll just use that name. Yeah. And is there anything that's going on? Is there anything I've noticed you've, changed in your own, you're not as talkative, or I just noticed a change in you. Is there anything going on that I can help with? So often people don't, we don't say that. We have all this intimate stuff on the internet with Facebook and Twitter and everything else, but the magic words are, I think love, one I heard that one time, love is a four-letter word, and it really means time, T-I-M-E. What can I do to be with you, to help you? You know, the other thing is that not to be afraid to say, I'm going to be praying for you, because God has a purpose in all of this. So often I'll get a call. We have average between 450 and 500 calls, Patrick, to our hotline every month. Every month, 450 to 500 calls. And sometimes I'll hear from somebody who will say, nope, I've got to have this abortion. I don't want your help. I'm just going to go through with it. I know it's not right, but I just can't think of any other decision to do. And I'll just say, well, you know what? My name is Marianne, and I'm right here. And if you change your mind or you need any other help, I want you to know that I'm going to be praying for you. I'm telling you, Patrick, sometimes they will break down on the phone right then and there. And no one's ever said that they're going to pray for them before. Right. And sometimes a girl will say, oh, my gosh, I believe in the prayer, too, and what can I really do? I mean, that softens them. It lets them know that you're talking about their soul here and that you want to pray for them. So, you know, I think the main thing is to just say, I know that help is available. And they can even contact Pro-Life Across America directly. We have a hotline, a phone number, 1-800-366-7773. But they can also reach us through the web at prolifeacrossamerica.org. And we direct people to the local clinic that will give them, whether it's a free ultrasound or just confidential counseling. So often, they don't need any medical care, housing. It's not that they need all these other services. What they really need is confidential counseling, someone that will listen to them, someone that will give them the guidance and get them on the right track. And oftentimes that's all it takes. And I always encourage the guy, go with her. Let her know you're going to support her through this. And so many men are more than willing to do that. It doesn't mean they're going to get married, but they do not want to see their baby ended up aborted. So, you know, as I say, we who surround this pregnant woman have the most power to do good. And God is calling us to be vocal and not keep it to ourselves, saying, I can't interfere. You know, Patrick, my married name is Polish, but I'm Italian, and I want you to know we Italians never heard of the word interfere. We call it advice. Sometimes you just have to be a little Italian and stick in there and say, let me help you, or, you know, give yourself 24 hours before you do something you can't undo.
Right.
Sometimes that's all we can do is beg for time.
Yeah, and what I'm hearing you say, Marianne, is that it seems like one of the largest, if not the largest, thing that would push a woman into having an abortion is the sense that she is alone in all this. That
that's
she,
right.
She doesn't have
that's
support.
Right. And that she's making this decision all by herself because there's no one else there that's going to help her through this.
Right.
And it's sad to say in this dysfunctional society we live in, Patrick, when I ask, do you have any support? How about your parents? Do you have any siblings around? And oftentimes these women really are alone, and they're not sure if this fellow is going to, you know, support them or see them through or even just be with them, or is he going to dump them now? So they are feeling really alone, and that's why we want to let them know, as much as we want to save a baby from abortion, so often the first tactic, and I mean that in a good sense, the first thing we want to do is reassure women that we care about her and that this abortion is not going to be good for her, period. And that's the truth. It's not going to be good for her in the long run. In the short run, yes, she's going to think, oh, good, I'm all done with that problem. But if I could tell you, at least half the calls to our hotline are from people who've been through the abortion experience, and the hurt is unbelievable.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm afraid our time is up, Marianne, but I'm so grateful for your sharing of your wisdom with us here on Practicing Catholic. We're grateful for all the work that you do, and keep it up, and God bless.
Thank you, Patrick. So nice to talk with you, and keep up the good work with the Relevant Radio. We love you.
Will do. Thank you, Marianne. God bless. Okay. All right. So if you are in a position of being able to encourage a woman to avoid a lifetime of suffering through procurement of an abortion, if you're looking for help yourself, or if you think she might be willing to reach out, 800-366-7773 is Pro-Life Across America's phone number. You can also find them on the web at prolifeacrossamerica.org. All right. When was the first time the last time you went to a liturgy that uses the language that Jesus himself used? Coming up right after this, Core Bishop Charbel Maroon tells us about St. Maron and the Maronite Church. So stay with us.